I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Three towns in Chittenden County have now decided to merge school districts. Yesterday, voters in Essex, Essex Junction, and Westford approved consolidation. But as VPR Charlotte Albright reports, another merger proposal in Lamoille County was shot down.
The newly created Essex-Westford Educational Community Unified School District is the first merger under Act 46, which offers tax breaks to districts that consolidate governance. Essex Superintendent Mark Andrews predicts 4,000 students in the three towns will now have a more seamless educational experience from elementary through high school. 875 educators will now need to collaborate on academic goals and strategies.
Really getting kids to be the one who are leading their journey with our guidance, and it has to be outside of one schoolhouse. We have to open up their world to different options. We have 10 schools now.
And those schools will now be ruled by one board instead of five and managed by one superintendent instead of two. That's expected to save about $1 million. School choice will be phased out in Westford, where kids will now have to enroll in Essex High School beginning in 2020 unless they qualify for limited school choice. In Lamoille County, though, voters made a different decision. Town Clerk Sharon Draper says they had to answer a key question.
What is more important to you, lower taxes or school choice?
In Morristown, the answer is apparently lower taxes. Voters favored the merger, 251 to 247. But Elmore residents voted against consolidation, preserving school choice by a vote of 197 to 164. So for now, at least, those districts will remain separate. The votes in Chittenden and Lamoille County show how divided the state is about consolidation and may give other communities mulling their options two very different experiments to watch. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.